Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And as I've been telling you, we are back to the future. This is where it all began. 6 years ago, we started on 95.9 at this time slot of 6 o'clock. There was a period of time we were on 900 a.m., but we're back here and we couldn't be happier. Yes, 95.9 FM, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. And if you're listening in New York, 103.9 Long Island's talk radio station. We could not be more excited to have you with us. If you're a regular listener, you may remember last week's show. It was, to say the least, spirited and controversial. I think my guest last week, Dr. Sam Sugar, on reflection, felt that I didn't treat him well. I'm sorry he feels that way. He's wrong about that, as he was about most other things he said. But if you thought the show was interesting, the good news is we're going to do another show in January to follow up on guardianship from another point of view. One of the most famous cases in our area is the Smith-Martinez guardianship case. It's been in the paper many, many times. And Gwen Smith, who is the daughter of the person under guardianship, is going to be here in the studio to discuss professional guardianship from their family's perspective. That is promises to be an amazing show. It will be January 15th, and I will tell you more about it as the weeks unfold. But tonight, one of my all-time favorite people and one of our area's true treasures is here. Kim Clausen from your Aging and Disability Resource Center, your area agency on aging. I'm going to shorten that before the night goes over many times. But she's an amazing resource. She is the director of the helpline. And I can't begin to tell you what a resource she is and what a resource the helpline is and your area agency on aging, the Aging and Disability Resource Center, is. But first, just a couple of things. Next week is Christmas. It's still Hanukkah. All I can ask for all of you is to please be kind. This is the time of year that it's very, very hard. There's a lot of visitors. There's a lot of people who kind of don't know where they're going. Maybe they're lost. They are down just for the week. It's a tough season. People are working really hard. People are trying to do the best job that they possibly can. So please, please, just be kind. The other thing is, this is the time for giving, and there are lots and lots of ways for you to give. You can give of your time, you can give of your money, you can give of your experience, whatever way you can give. And actually, the helpline, we'll talk about that. There are ways you can volunteer for them, too. We'll tell you more about that before the night's over. So I will just ask you that in this season, please, give with all of your heart, give whatever you can, and be grateful. And as long as we're talking about giving, I have an opportunity for you. How would you like to reward yourself by helping others? Albert Jewish Family and Children's Service in West Palm Beach is now recruiting active retired people to volunteer as companions to their senior clients living in the Boynton Beach to Palm Beach Gardens area. The agency is beginning its 15th year of their federally funded AmeriCorps program. I have been an AmeriCorps volunteer. It is incredibly rewarding. That program promises to provide respite to caregivers. The companions can assist with transportation to appointments, grocery shopping, errands, and most importantly, can provide increased socializations. While this is a volunteer job, it pays. How many volunteer jobs pay? The companions get about exactly $211 per month plus mileage for about 10 hours a week. So what's better than volunteering and getting paid? If you're interested in being a companion or know somebody who could benefit from having a companion, call Nancy Frent, who is the AmeriCorps Program Director at Albert Jewish Family and Children's Service. Her direct line, you can leave her a message, 561-238-0235, 561-238-0235. But now to my guest. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Kim Clausen has served for 7 years as the director of the helpline, with your Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, Area Agency on Aging. It serves the Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. The helpline averages approximately, listen to this, 16,000 calls a month. 16,000 calls a month. And I just checked, they do that with 32 people. These are very busy folk. They conduct screenings for the GR. I don't know what GR is.
General Revenue.
General Revenue. The OAA and Medicaid programs. She also supervises the SHINE program. We'll talk about SHINE. We've talked about it before, but we'll talk about it again, which provides Medicare counseling. She has extensive experience as a care manager and guardian serving both seniors and adults with a disability. Kim, you haven't been here since 2014. Welcome back.
Scott,
how are you?
Thank you so much for having us and for your support of our agency. We couldn't do it without people like you who understand what we do and help us spread the word in the community about our services. We were talking earlier about our name. What is the name of our agency? We do stumble and fumble about this name. Some people know us best as the Area Agency on Aging. It's kind of a nationally recognized name. There are 630 of them throughout the United States. So for your listeners who might be snowbirds and really live in another area, there would be an Area Agency on Aging in their county that would be doing very similar services to what we'll be talking about tonight. And for the short and sweet version, I say just call the helpline. I'm going to already give you the number.
If Go
you
ahead,
have
give
a paper
the number
and pencil,
right off the bat because people need to know that.
That helpline number is 866-684-5885. When you call that number, you're going to be talking to one of eight specialists. We are trilingual. We're English, Spanish, Creole, and within 3 minutes, I can get any other language somebody speaks on the line. We do have people who speak Russian and Portuguese and Italian, and so we'll be doing our best to accommodate all of that. And generally, you know, even when I have new staff, they say the scariest thing is I just don't know what's on the other end of that line. What
right.
is the person going to be calling and asking me? But 99.9% of the time, we have what I call a tool in our toolbox. We have a resource. We have a solution to what a senior might be calling us about.
It's rare that you cannot answer their questions,
right?
I mean, and you get calls about. Look, I don't do it anymore because you've gone to a different route of doing
right.
it, but I used to volunteer to call for satisfaction surveys.
Right.
And it's amazing the different problems that people will call yeah. you with, the different questions. And some of them are very serious. Their electricity is about to be shut off. Their lights are about to be shut off. They don't have any food in the refrigerator.
Right.
Some of these are tragic and very serious. But I did satisfaction surveys for the Area Agency on Aging for my listeners. I did those for years. And I can tell you without exception, the responses are always unbelievably mm-hmm. positive. They really are unbelievably mm-hmm. positive.
Traditionally, people say on our satisfaction surveys, I wish I had called you first.
Right.
That you all seem to understand the senior network and the resources, and you can get me linked to the right people the first time. They feel like they aren't in the round robin of the runaround quite as much. They're really getting helped the first time. And because we pride ourselves on kind of being the expert on resources for seniors and persons with a disability, everything from in-home services to home-delivered meals to electric bill assistance to Medicare, Medicaid, insurance issues, we hope that you would call us so we can help you navigate all those kinds of questions.
So not going in any particular order per se, what do you get called about most often?
Typically, a caller is calling in for themselves or a loved one, and they're saying something to the effect of, you know, I'm caregiving for my mother. I really need to go back to work. She needs more help in the home. She's really not 100% independent. I don't want to put her in a facility. I want to keep them at home. I want to keep my loved one at home, but I need some help in doing that. And so their experience is going to be they're going to be offered a screening. It's a telephone screening with one of my intake specialists. That screening will take approximately 45 minutes. It's quite detailed. There's a lot of questions that we ask. And we want the person that can self-report the best, either the client themselves or a daughter or another caregiver who can give us that information. And from that, it will generate what we call a ranking score that will tell us, you know, how great those needs are.
So So this brings up a whole host of questions, because people get a ranking score and they don't understand that. People think there's unlimited help and there's unlimited resources. And frankly, that's not true. We all know that there's not. So you do rank based on need. There's no question. So somebody who could have been on a waiting list, I'm going to waiting list. That's where I'm headed with this. People who have been on the waiting list for a long time may get jumped over by somebody who has a new and urgent need. So you don't play favorites, but the bottom line is you can only do what you can do. Can we talk about how long the waiting list is?
That's the magic question. How long will I be on this waiting list?
Right.
And your answer was absolutely right. It's based on their need. So those of the greatest need are going to come off of it first. I hate to say it, but in Palm Beach and Treasure Coast, we serve a 5-county area. There are over 6,000 people on the waiting list. But I do feel some confidence that those, again, with that greatest need, those that are kind of home alone or their caregivers really in crisis, those folks do get served. They do come off the waiting list.
I talk about this often because I think that those of us who live in the Palm Beach County and Treasure Coast area, we really do live in paradise, right? We're pretty much a fairly wealthy, well-off community.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think that you get 16,000 calls a month, so that means there's a lot of people with both a lot of questions and need, you have 6,000 people on the waiting list.
Right.
We do lose sight, particularly at this time of year, lose sight of the fact that there are those out there, and they may be hidden from us, right? I mean, they may not, we may not even realize it. It could be our neighbor, and we don't realize there's no food in their refrigerator and things like that. So again, we didn't prepare and talk about this, but we should all be on the lookout for that. The person who needs the help doesn't necessarily have to be the person who calls the helpline, right? You can get a call from somebody who can identify somebody else who needs
help. Correct. And it happens very often, all the time. We get a call from a neighbor or a work associate or somebody who's concerned about somebody. That would be a good percentage of our calls and our requests. I might also add that we now have a way for people to put that request in through our website.
Oh, wow.
So if you're somebody that's shy about calling or you don't want to report your neighbor to us, you can do that through our website. Just put in an ask and we'll be calling that person and saying, someone's reached out to us, they're concerned about you, we can offer you some assistance if that's necessary. And sometimes people will be very pleased to get that call and want the help and didn't know we existed, and they'll be happy to proceed. And for others, it's, oh no, honey, somebody else needs it more than we do, let them have it first. And I always feel sad for those people because they're just as needy as somebody else. And when people have those needs, we want to be able to serve them. So.
Yeah. And you do an amazing job. So you cover 5 counties, the Treasure Coast, Okeechobee County, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and, of course, Palm Beach County. That's a pretty big area.
Right.
I said, I kind of teased it earlier, you do that with only 34 or 32 people. So they go through fairly extensive training, the people who come
to
you and work for you,
they've got to be well-versed,
right?
And very knowledgeable. Our new, if you can call it new, it started in 2012, so it's not been that new, but it's the call we get the most is people looking for the Medicaid long-term care program. So these are low-income people. They need more help in the home, so they're looking for in-home Medicaid. Different than your medical Medicaid, this is now the aid that's going to bathe you, the home-delivered meal, the adult daycare, things that Medicare will not cover. And that's probably the greatest wake-up call my seniors have when they call, is they thought Medicare was going to take care of all this. I just got discharged from the hospital. I just got discharged from rehab, and I need more help in the home now that I'm recovering from whatever, and Medicare doesn't cover that. And that's the big surprise. And so if they have resources, they're going to call an agency like Comfort Care and talk to you and get a care plan and get those needs met. But a lot of our seniors don't have resources.
No, and it's it really is sad to watch. But the long-term Medicaid managed care program, and I guess we're jumping around a little bit, but the long-term Medicaid managed care program, you can actually certify for Medicaid, or you can go through the process.
Oh, that's
Medicaid.
A slippery slope.
Oh, is it?
We don't,
I didn't say that right.
Certify. We don't certify. We will screen people, put them on the wait list. If they want home and community-based services, that's the only way to get it, is to come through the wait list. And then we'll walk them through all the steps. They have to get a medical level of care. They have to apply with the Department of Children and Families, who's the one that determines their financial eligibility. So there is quite a little step there, and we'll help walk them through all of that. And they do have to come through us. We're the only gateway that they can come through to get the Medicaid in-home services. If they want nursing home, we're going to do a lot of education about how to do the nursing home route. That's certainly available. And the misnomer in the community is that there is no waiting list for nursing home. People who feel like their loved one really needs that level of care, we'll educate them on the steps on how to do that. And the barrier, of course, is there a nursing home bed available? Can my loved one get in a specific nursing home?
So I have to admit that's a challenge for me. I didn't realize that. Yeah. I thought if you needed a nursing home, there were you could get in, but I'm apparently wrong.
Most people will have an incident, go into rehab, and then the nursing home rehab will decide they're not safe to go home alone. And so we're going to help them apply for Medicaid to stay in the same nursing home facility. That's how most people go through the process. But if you've got somebody in the community and their daughter's in town for Christmas and they're saying, Mom's not safe, she's really declined since I was last year, I need to get her into a nursing home, there's the challenge, is we have to find a nursing home that will have a bed and that they're not going to expect a big upfront amount of money to get them in that bed.
To reiterate what you said about Medicare and the surprise that Medicare doesn't cover activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, meal preparation, et cetera. Also a surprise is that if you go through the long-term Medicaid managed care program, you may think you need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The likelihood of getting that is non-existent.
That's
so
true.
You're going to almost all the time get less services than you think you want.
True.
Then I have to think that presents a challenge for you and for your staff, because you have to explain, or the provider has to explain. But there is a big gap between expectation and reality,
right,
for what's available out there. And the other thing is that people often mistake the helpline, mm-hmm, as some people who can actually do things. And that's not real. You don't do a lot. You refer a lot,
correct,
to other resources. And that's,
right,
also often misunderstood, correct?
Right. They think we will have the quick
have
fix for every
right
need
there
that calls in.
Yeah.
Right
there.
It's going to be a referral.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Kim Clausen. She is the director of the Helpline. Used to be called the Elder Helpline, but it's not called the Elder Helpline anymore because they are dealing with people with disabilities, which is why the name changed from Area Agency on Aging to your Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. So even if you're disabled and not yet aging, although I guess we all are aging a little tiny bit every day, if you're disabled, this organization, this service, the helpline, is just as important to you as if you were in your 80s and needing help. We have so much more to talk about with Kim about what the helpline does, and we're going to do that as soon as we come back. If you have questions for Kim about what the helpline can do, or if you have questions for me, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I am fortunate enough to be here tonight with Kim Clausen. Kim is the director of the Helpline, which is a service, is a component part of the Aging and Disability Resource Center, your area agency on aging. They are the gateway into all of the services that are available to you should you need them, and it runs the gamut, and we're going to talk more about those services as we unfold. If you're listening on 95.9 or on 106.9, and it's Monday night, we're glad that you're with us live. If you're listening on Long Island, we hope you had a great day. And of course, if you're listening on Sunday morning, we hope the day ahead is great for you. Kim, we talked briefly, or we started to talk about the statewide long-term Medicaid managed care program. And I would say that's probably the most misunderstood program amongst seniors, and particularly seniors who are on Medicaid. They think Medicaid is one program and everybody is the same. So in our region, if I say something wrong, correct me, we have four providers. And those providers, you have a choice of those providers. And they may or may not treat your circumstance differently. They're not exactly the same. Is that accurate?
Let me do a little correction here. So most people think of Medicaid as taking care of their medical needs. And that's true. The community Medicaid, the needy, medically needy. It's when people go into a hospital, they don't have insurance, and they get Medicaid to help cover right. that hospital bill. That's what most people identify right. as Medicaid. This one little subset, though, is the home and community-based services. And as you identified earlier, it's those in-home services that Medicare will not cover. So it's the aid to help them with bathing. It's a homemaker who can do a little light housekeeping. It's somebody to help them dress or help them to get in and out of a wheelchair and get into the bathroom, those kinds of needs. And again, they do need to qualify both financially and medically to get that program. And when they do, ultimately, what they're going to do is choose two Medicaid plans. One is for their in-home services, and one is like a secondary medical insurance for them because they already have Medicare as their primary.
And one of the components that you most want to talk about tonight, I know that you feel very strongly about, is the Alzheimer's Disease Initiative.
Right.
And we all know that it's a tsunami, Alzheimer's disease, and
right.
we probably deal with that more than most. So let's talk about the Alzheimer's Disease Initiative.
Right. The Helpline doesn't claim to be the expert on Alzheimer's. There's certainly good resources for that. Alzheimer's Community Care in our region is an excellent resource for that, and the Alzheimer's Association has their own 24/7 helpline number. But I think what we're really concerned about is the caregivers that are caregiving for somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia. And our experience is that they are stoic. They're wanting to do this. They love their loved one. They won't give it up. And then we see them burn out. And
right.
We see them have their own medical crises. And then they're not capable. It's like, put the oxygen on yourself first. They're just frail to do that. They're really too concerned with their loved one. And nobody else can take care of them the way I do. And I'm not willing to let somebody else come in the home or send them to an adult daycare. And we experience they really need to do that. They really need to get the respite care so that they can shore themselves up so they could be good caregivers.
We talk about that all the time. You know, the generation that we're talking about comes from the greatest generation. I'm fine. I'm okay. I can do it myself.
Right.
Leave me alone. And the second thing is we married for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer,
sure.
Sickness and in health, till death do us part. It's my job. I'll do it.
Sure.
And they don't realize that, just as you said, they are breaking
sure.
under the weight of
yeah.
that caregiving. So is there funding for this program?
Right. So we're fortunate in Palm Beach and Treasure Coast to have dollars that are called Alzheimer's Disease Initiative dollars. Their sole purpose is to provide respite for caregivers that can be done through sending them through an adult daycare program. We call it going to school.
Right.
Their loved one gets on a van or a bus and goes to the adult daycare program. So the caregiver can either go to work if some of them need to do that, or they can just relax and take care of some personal things they want to handle during the day. And there's also an opportunity for a respite to come into the home, where an aide would come in so many hours a day to give that caregiver a break so they can go to the grocery store, go see a movie, go get their hair done, whatever it is they need to do to take care of themselves.
And you can get into those programs and still remain on the waiting list for other programs?
Well, though, yes, exactly. That is a waiting list. It is one that tends to move a little faster than others just because we have some healthy dollars allotted for that program. And the great thing is there's no income or asset test for that. So people who have income means, they can still get that program. They don't have to be the lowest income to get it.
That's terrific. And is that different than home care for the elderly and community care, different than CCE and HCE?
Good question. So those are all what we call general revenue programs. They've been allocated by the state of Florida's budget. So every year they go through reallocation of what they're going to spend their money on. We saw a very slight increase in those programs this year, which we were extremely grateful for, because many years they're flat funded. We don't see an increase. And yet, you know, Florida is one of the greatest populations of people moving into
right.
the state every day. And so the need just keeps growing, and the dollars are not always meeting the need. And plus, our population is aging in place. Our seniors are getting older. So the community care for the elderly can do a little bit more variety. They do more of the personal care, the homemaking, the home-delivered meals. It's more of a care plan that wraps around and does all those services. Home care for the elderly is a stipend. It gives them $106 for being the caregiver of somebody who needs those services. And it can also reimburse them for other expenses, such as adult daycare, or respite, or other things they've had to incur costs for. So when we screen somebody and put them on the wait list, we're looking at what all the programs are they qualify for and waitlisting them for everything, so that when we get dollars or we don't know, you know, how funding gets allocated, we'll be able to call more people to say you could come off the wait list for this service.
If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Kim Clausen. She is the director of the Helpline, which is from your Aging and Disability Resource Center, your area agency on aging. They are the gateway. Kim is an expert. Well, she should be because she's the director, but she's been there for 7 years. She is a resource without competition, I have to say. There's very few people who know as much about the resources and how to navigate those waters than she and her team. If you would like to ask Kim some questions, if you'd like your own personal helpline assistant, you have the ability to call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. important, learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. And if your mom's getting older, or you are, and you think you could use a little help, but you're not sure how to get it, where to get it from, who may be able to pay for it or not pay for it, one of the best resources you can draw upon is the helpline. It used to be called the Elder Helpline. It is no longer, because they do deal with disabilities for ages, I think, 18 and above. So there is some play there. So now we don't call it the Elder Helpline anymore. But Kim Clausen, who is the director of the helpline, is here. And we've been talking about some of the services, the community-based services, in the last segment that are available. I want to talk about another program that we all think has ended. And for the most part, it kind of has for this year, but there are exceptions. And that is SHINE. SHINE is an anagram for Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders. We did an entire show with Desiree Mearns from the helpline, from the SHINE program, and it was extremely informative at the beginning of the program. But there are some things about the SHINE program which we don't fully understand, and there are times that you can have open enrollment. So SHINE works all year round. So go for it.
Right. First, Scott, I'm going to give out our phone number again. Hopefully you have that paper and pencil with you and you're writing down this number. It's the helpline number. It's 1-866-684-5885. And as Scott said, SHINE, let me just summarize it to say it's all things Medicare. So the first thing we really highly recommend is somebody turning 65, new to Medicare. They have a three-month window before their birthday, the month of their birthday, and the three-month window after their birthday to make their Medicare decisions. It's one of the most cost-saving things you could ever do is make a SHINE appointment and have a counselor walk you through it. We're not going to make your decisions for you. We're not going to sell you one product over another, but to give you that free, unbiased counseling and educate you, because it's an alphabet soup. We don't all understand our Medicare benefit, and if we did, we could use it to the best advantage. So you're right. We just ended SHINE open enrollment. It's the time when people make the changes to their Part D drug plan. But there's plenty of other reasons why somebody would be calling SHINE at this time of year. And the first one I want to kind of highlight is for my low-income seniors. We find that there's a large percentage of low-income seniors who do not know that they qualify for a program called the Medicare Savings Program. Most seniors pay their Medicare Part B for boy, your doctor's visits, through their Social Security check. So they may not even realize that $104 up to $144 now, if you're enrolling, is going to pay for that every month for your Medicare Part B premium. And my low-income seniors will do an application with them. They can apply to have that money put back in their pocket. So that's one of the best cost-saving things I can do for our seniors. The second is the Extra Help program that can pay for their prescription drug costs. So I have a lot of seniors on some very expensive medications, or they have a litany of medications or on quite a lot of things, and it gets costly every month to, you know, go to the pharmacy and pay for that. And again, my low-income seniors will help you apply for the Extra Help program that can reduce your medication cost down to $6 a prescription. So your eyes are opening as I say that, Scott, because that's true, you know, that people don't even realize this is a benefit they can take advantage of, and the cost savings for those that really need it the most, it's there. So
And I think what people forget sometimes is that health issues don't happen on a timetable. They don't happen on a calendar. So you may not have been on a very expensive medication when you made your Part D selection, but now you've had a health issue and now you have a new medication. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you can call Shine and you may not get the answer you want, but you'll get the right answer.
Sure,
right?
Sure. And there are some reasons for a special enrollment period. Certainly people moving into the state, they came from New York or up north someplace, now they're moving into Florida. They need to re-choose their Part D drug plan and whether they want to be on Advantage plan or Medicare or whatever they're going to be on. So there is some special enrollment periods where people can do some changing if they move into Florida.
And you mentioned during the break that there's even some special opportunities for Puerto Rican.
Yes, they allowed a special window of enrollment for our people who are being relocated here from Puerto Rico. So that's another opportunity.
So there are still ample opportunities. And so your Shine volunteers are still there. I think a couple of things that, first of all, I use Shine every year. I call the people at Shine every year to review my Part D plan to see whether it is still the right selection.
Right.
And frankly, we've made some changes on a regular basis because for whatever reason, my medications changed or my wife's medications changed and a different plan would be better. You can do that. It doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. Speaking of not costing anything, Shine is a free service born of very well-trained volunteers, very committed volunteers. And you can reach them by calling the helpline at
1-866-684-5885. I'll also give you our website real quick. It's www.youradrc.org.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about a whole host of other things that we haven't yet talked about. There are areas of excellence at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, circles of excellence is the proper terminology. They do some wonderful things. And I want to talk about some of the other programs, some that you might be able to get involved in. For example, foster grandparents, that'd be one. The Elder Rights Section does kind of remarkable work there. And the Living Healthy Circle of Excellence and others. There is no end to the services that the helpline can point you in the direction of that you either didn't know were there, didn't know that you qualified for, didn't know that you could get involved in from a volunteer point of view, and maybe not for you, maybe for your neighbor, maybe from your friend, maybe from the person sitting next to you at church or at synagogue. There are so many ways that this agency can assist you. I can't begin to tell you. And that's why I'm thrilled that my guest, Kim Clausen, is here tonight. So if you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 FM, live on Monday night, we're thrilled that you're with us. Yes, we are back here at 6 o'clock every Monday night, have been for the last couple of months now. So we're glad that you found us and that you're with us. If you followed us over from 900 AM, we're thrilled that you're with us as well. Of course, if you're listening on Long Island, 103.9, Long Island's Talk Radio, we hope you had a great day. And if you're listening on Sunday morning, I hope the day ahead is going to be just terrific. We'll be back with my guest, Kim Clausen, in just a minute. If you have a question for her or for me, call us. 1-877-960-9960. 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same.
We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Kim Clausen from the Aging Disability Resource Center, your area agency on aging. She is a director of the helpline, one of the most effective resources in our area to help you navigate the challenges of finding services when you need them. Kim, one of the things that I don't think people recognize is that you have lead agencies you work really closely with, and they're important. They help further the mission.
Correct. So when I start talking about some of those services like personal care, homemaker, home delivered meals, we don't do those services directly. There's a process where people apply to be our lead agencies, and they actually will be the face for the consumer, for the client. So if they were getting services, they're going to identify Division of Senior Services as their case manager, or the Council on Aging in St. Lucie, or the Volan Center in Boca, Alzheimer's Community Care. So there are six lead agencies, as we consider them, that are doing that direct services. And once they come off our wait list, that's going to be the face and the name they recognize. They won't remember us as the helpline much anymore, but that's a good thing. That means they're getting their needs met.
And that is the massive confusion. I know we've said it before, but it bears repeating. Mm-hmm. That is the massive confusion, that you are the gateway.
Correct.
To the services or the provider. Mm-hmm. Or to the program that best fits the needs of the person who calls in through the helpline. But you don't actually provide the service. And you're pretty good at it. You separate the wheat from the chaff, and you make sure that the people that are involved are world class. And it's not just the cheapest way out alternative. Right. You guys are really good at that. So it's really important for people to understand the helpline is the gateway, not the provider.
Right. That's it.
Really important. We've covered a lot of programs. Tonight we talked about Alzheimer's Disease Initiative, CCE, HCE. If you tuned in late, I'm sorry. That's community care for the elderly or home care for the elderly. We talked about the SHINE program. We talked about long-term Medicaid managed care, but that only is the beginning.
Right.
There are other programs as well. So there are things like the Medicare Savings Program, food stamps. That's a big request.
That's
people who need food.
Been a
really
new
serious.
Launch for us, too. Yeah. We have now been recognized as a benefit enrollment center. We'll be helping people who are Medicare age, so 60 and over, and we'll help them apply for food stamps, the extra help in the Medicare Savings Program we talked about earlier. So if they need those services, we can screen them and then help them apply for those benefits.
You also, the Emergency Energy Assistance Program, that's really important, particularly in the winter time. Well, I guess in the winter and the summertime because it gets too hot, right?
Yeah, we get that call pretty frequently. I cannot pay my electric bill, or I have a past due notice, or I have a shutoff notice. And so we work, again, with our lead agencies. They all have the funding to do the emergency energy assistance for people 60 and over. There is some income and asset criteria for that for that program. And if they don't meet it, we'll look to other resources that we know of that might help with electric bill assistance. So usually we can get that need met at least once a year. And a couple of the programs would do it twice a year, for the summer season and the winter season.
I, you know, for as long as I know you, and I know you a long time now, what you tell me regularly is the call that you get very frequently is the need for home-delivered meals. Mm-hmm. People cannot get out of the house. They can't get to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And it may or may not be because they can't afford to, but they need home-delivered meals. And you get a lot of those.
Sure.
And what do we do about
that? And quite frankly, we've gotten better at knowing what the resources are. Certainly, we're going to screen them and put them on the wait list for the older American Act dollars that pay for that home-delivered meal. Oftentimes, we'll often suggest going to a congregate meal while they're waiting for that. We can work with PalmTran and other transportation providers to get them to another meal site to get a hot daily meal. And we've got some local agencies right now. Meals on Wheels of the Palm Beaches is the one that's really going gangbusters. They've gotten a grant. They're looking to us to help find, identify people who need that service. And in a lot of those cases, it's a visitor. It's a daily volunteer that's knocking on their door, delivering that meal. So it's also some, not quite socialization, but there's a safety check there that someone's checking in on them.
Right.
And a lot of times I get calls from out-of-state children. The daughter lives in New Jersey, and she's been talking to mom, and she's recognizing, you know, the need. She's not eating properly. She's, you know, feeling depressed. And so the daughter from out of state will be calling us for some ideas. What can I do? And that's one of the first things we talk about is, can you afford to pay for home delivered meals for your mom? If not, we'll screen her for those state dollars that would help pay for that.
And I hesitate to bring this up because I didn't warn you I was going to.
Go ahead.
You are not 211.
No.
There's difference.
Yeah.
I think people get that confused
sure.
all the time. Obviously, 211 fills a need and does great service, and they're very important in the community. But you are not that person.
We call them our partner agency,
right.
and they do a lot of similar things in terms of giving resources when people call in with their needs. But we find that it stops there. So when they really need the services, they're going to have to call us to get the screening, to get put on the wait list. And quite frankly, I call it tools in our toolbox. We have other little resources that we know about, Alpert Jewish Family Services being one of them. You know, we know about that program through AmeriCorps. And not that I'm recruiting volunteers for them, but I'm certainly finding seniors who need that service and can send them their way so that they can, you know, fulfill a need that we can't necessarily do it immediately.
Right. And they're looking, you were right. I mean, everybody's looking, particularly if they have resources to find more people that they can give those sure. resources to.
Sure.
And it's a struggle. I know most of the time you're struggling to get more resources
right.
than you have an abundance of resources.
Right.
But there. So one of the other programs that I love, and it doesn't get a whole lot of attention, is the Foster Grandparents Program.
Right.
So tell us a little about that, because it is such a good opportunity.
It's a win-win. We recruit volunteers who are 62 and over, I believe is the age for that. They have, for the most part, they're low-income seniors who can meet an income criteria, because there's a small stipend that comes along for that volunteer. It really basically covers their mileage and
right.
their gas expense. And their role is to mentor children in the pre-K and first through third grades. It's usually a reading program they're mentoring them in, but it's a win-win. The seniors get purpose and something to look forward to, and they have to commit 20 hours a week to giving back to the school and the student that they're mentoring. And the students, you know, we can look at test scores. We can look at how they're thriving and growing from that one-on-one attention they're getting from what we call a granny, a foster grandparent. So that's a great program. We're always looking for volunteers, and it's a good program.
And you're right. Nobody loses from that program.
Right.
Everybody's a winner. The kids
right.
are a winner. They get access to somebody mm-hmm. who's doing this for no other reason mm-hmm. than they have the time and the opportunity and the desire mm-hmm. to give back.
Right.
And, of course, what it does for the person doing it is unbelievable.
Right.
If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Kim Clausen. She is the director of the helpline of the Aging and Disability Resource Center, your area agency on aging. Kim is a longtime friend because the work that she does and the group that she heads up is really kind of remarkable. And the area agency on aging is an often misunderstood resource, and it's important that we get the word out. And so I couldn't be happier that she's here. If you just tuned in and you missed the show and you're sorry you did, I have great news. You can still listen to it. We're a podcast. So tomorrow, you just have to go to your iTunes podcast, search OMG, I'm getting, and up we will pop. If you're not a podcaster, and I understand that, we can go to our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Hit the little radio tab under that great-looking picture of me and my family. And just hit the radio tab, and it should be there around noontime tomorrow. You'll be able to listen to the radio. If you are somewhere other than in front of a radio, if you don't have a radio, if you're not in your car but you want to listen to the show, you just have to go to TuneIn Radio. That's an app. It's free. It's available on all the platforms. TuneIn Radio, you can go there, or you can go to the web on your smartphone, True Oldies FLA, True Oldies FLA, and just hit the Listen Live button, and you can listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want. If you want to listen after the show, podcast on our website. If you want to listen live, TuneIn Radio, the iHeartRadio app, and TrueOldiesFlorida.com. The next 2 weeks are Christmas and New Year's, so we are going to be here. We're going to play replays, and I just want to take a moment again to remind everybody that, yes, indeed, it is the holidays. This is a time for us to be kind, to give, if you can, of your time, your money, or your support in whatever is important to you. I'm going to guess most of the people listening here are blessed beyond our wildest expectations. And I hope that we don't lose sight of that. And I hope that we remember that this is the time of year to be patient, to be kind, treat people pretty nicely if you can, do whatever you can. It goes a long, long way. We're going to be back on January 8th. We're going to be talking with Dr. Patel, who is with the Brain Matters Research Center. Dr. Patel is a fascinating young lady, and she has an awful lot to offer with regards to what is new in the world of Alzheimer's and dementia testing and treatment, as well as the impact of nutrition on Alzheimer's and dementia. She's fascinating, and you're not going to want to miss that show on January 8th. On January 15th, when we come back again, we're going to be talking to Gwen Smith, who is the daughter of Alan Smith, who is the person at the center of the Smith-Martinez guardianship story. And it's a show that you're not going to want to miss there. But I'm still here with Kim Clausen tonight. Kim, before I forget, how do people reach the helpline?
Sure, I'll give you that number. It's 1-866 684-5885, or our website is www.youradrc.org.
All right. We have just a couple of minutes left. One of the other sections that I know pretty well, I've worked with Bonnie Conrad, who's been at the center of that for a long time, is the elder rights section of the Area Agency on Aging. Elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation is epidemic in our community. The needs there are as great as the needs for home-delivered meal, as the need for help with your electric bill, SHINE. It's important, and they do great work. Maybe you can give us a brief analysis, because we've talked about it before, but people don't realize how critical this subject
is.
Right,
and how fortunate we are in Palm Beach and Treasure Coast to have an Elder Rights Center of Excellence. The kinds of things that they work with are people who've been a victim of crime. They'll have volunteers call them and educate them about a restitution they may be eligible for, and we'll help them apply for that. And the big one right now that just blows me away is how many of our seniors are falling prey to scams and frauds. The robocaller who's calling, the one I heard today is, you know, people who have food stamps, they say they're DCF and they would like them to put in their Social Security number to verify who they are. And DCF would never make a call to them for that reason. And so people need to be very cautious about releasing their Social Security numbers, giving out information that someone could identify them and take their identity. And I think too often our seniors fall prey because they sound nice on the phone, they sound trustworthy, and we're hearing a lot of scams in that kind of arena.
It is. It is so sad because most of our seniors are by definition nice, friendly. They want to talk to people who call them, so they fall victim all too frequently. It's there. But the Elder Rights section of the Aging and Disability Resource Center Area Agency on Aging does some wonderful work, and most people don't know that that is there either. So I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You are a wealth of knowledge. Yeah. I don't think there are many people who come close to having the understanding of the resources that are out there. Your team, I know your team, I know many of your team members are the hardest working people I've ever met. They have a great attitude. You and all of the people at the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, your area agency on aging, deserve the utmost thanks from this community. And I want to take a minute and just say
thank
that
you
to
for
you.
Those kind words. They are hardworking. They're very committed and passionate. So thank you for that.
Yeah. If you just tuned in again, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night at 6 o'clock on 95.9 FM and 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. We rebroadcast on Long Island at 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio. And we replay this show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on that same 95.9 and 106.9 FM stations. We're glad you're here. We're live. We won't be for the next 2 weeks because it's Christmas and New Year's. I want to wish you all the happiest of holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy and healthy New Year to you all. Be safe. Be kind. Don't drink. Use Uber. I don't care what it is. Stay off the road if you drink. Especially stay away from me if you drink. But I do. I really want to wish everybody the happiest of holiday seasons and a happy new year. We will see you live on the 8th, but you will hear us next 2 weeks. Have a good night, everybody. Oh, my God. I'm getting older. So is my mom. Take care. Singing.